welcome, all thanks to LD Mobile. This right around the country and the world is NBL Overtime. You can get involved, hashtag NBL Overtime. So much to get into. Off-season, free agency firing up as we head towards NBL 22. We've got the Boomers, the Olympics, only just 2 weeks away. And, of course, we've got a new head coach, not yet in town, but going to be on the show very shortly before we get to him. What up, man?
What's up, man? Nice shirt.
Oh, man, we'll get to all this. Thank you to JD Sports. We will definitely get to our... To be fair, I dress like this normally anyway, but our little more casual attire. You look great. So does Liam Santa Maria. Hello to you.
Hello, mate. Shout out to JD Sports, looking after the boys.
You know what it is today? What? 2 years since we were in that earthquake. Whew. Me, you, Zion, LeBron in that building.
Vegas, Jack Sol.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, big Xavier Cooks was
big
there
night
as well.
In Vegas.
Hashtag NBL Overtime Earthquake. That was trending at the time. But let's straighten up a little bit because the announcement last week that the Sydney Kings had got their man, we knew they were chasing someone. NBA, high profile, probably international is the idea that we got. And in the end, it seemed to be true as Chase Buford was announced the head coach of the Sydney Kings. And one of the first things that any coach does when they sign to join the NBL is join us on NBL Overtime. And Chase is no exception as he joins us from Phoenix on the eve of game one of the NBA Finals, where he's a huge part of the Milwaukee Bucks. Chase, as I welcome you in, firstly, congratulations on the Kings, congratulations on the Bucks, and welcome almost to Australia. How you doing?
I'm good, Cam, Corey, Liam. Thanks for having me on. Thrilled to join Overtime and talk some hoops with you guys. And yeah, excited to get going for game one of the finals tomorrow as well.
When you first heard of the opportunity via your agent or via a phone call, how it might have been that the Sydney Kings were looking for a head coach and they had you in their sights, what was your first thoughts?
Yeah, I guess the first, it kind of started with a lunch with Will Weaver when Houston came to play Milwaukee towards the end of the regular season. And I was just eager to learn about his, you know, year and how he enjoyed his time with the Kings, and just asked a bunch of questions. And I think that maybe led to a conversation with him and Chris or Bogues or whoever it was with the Kings ownership. And we kind of got going from there.
Chase, welcome. Congratulations, as Cam says. What other conversations did you have? Matt Nielsen, Brett Brown, did you tap into these kind of guys about the NBL, the Kings, and what this job will involve?
Yeah, I talked to both those guys. Talked to Mike Dunlap as well, former Adelaide's 36ers coach back in the day. And I think all were very encouraging. Nelly, I really was a rock for me throughout this process and helping me, you know, learn things and break some things down. And, you know, at the end of the day, they were all really encouraging and talked about what a great opportunity would be for me and helped make it an easy decision at the end of the day.
Chase? It ain't a cupcake league. I know you got some imports ready to come down. Give me some names, man.
Oh, man, we're working through a lot of names. But I think we're doing our due diligence. I haven't watched this much film on as many guys in a long time. So I think we're excited about a few guys. We've had some conversations, and we'll continue to do that and find the best fit for us. So we're working hard to find some guys. I promise you that.
How is that process going? I mean, you're a busy man right now on the coaching staff for the Bucks, as Cam says, on the eve of the NBA Finals. And yet here, it's free agency. It is team building time right now. How involved are you with Chris Pongrass, that Kings organization right now, in the decision making and the recruitment that's involved in building this team?
Hugely involved. I mean, Chris and Luke and I are on the phone pretty much nightly for me, mornings over there, and we connect every day and talk through names, talk to, you know, who, you know, kind of some game plan stuff on what we need to get done that day and who to watch, who to talk to, and those type of things. And like I said, we're constantly working to try to find some players to bring the Kings a championship.
How's the feeling in Phoenix? Talk to us about the NBA Finals experience that you are in.
Yeah, the feeling's great. I think the vibe around our team right now, we're still feeding a little bit off game six win in Atlanta. I think the way our team rallied when a two-time MVP goes down late in the playoffs, it's you know, it's a gut check time. You can see what you're made of. And Chris and Drew and Brooke and Bobby, our whole team, they really stepped up. You know, Jeff, I go back a long time with him in Atlanta. To see him have a night like that in Atlanta was fun and special. And happy for Coach Bud and the whole group. It's been a lot of fun, and looking to go get game one tomorrow.
Chase, for people who may not be familiar with your game style and the way you expect your Sydney Kings to play next season, are you up and at them, high-octane offense? Are you more about defense, grind it out? What should fans in particular, Sydney Kings fans, expect?
Well, hopefully a little bit of both. I think my background and the coaches I've worked under, they emphasize defense first and foremost, and getting stops is what allows you to get out and play fast and play in transition and, you know, look to space the floor, create a lot of room for guys to drive and play pick and roll and attack the rim with pace and see what happens off that. I think playing together is a huge part of that. But, again, it all starts on the defensive side of the floor.
And, Chase, what do you feel, what are your thoughts on the pieces that you guys have in place already? You know, you've got some key guys, Xavier Cooks, Jarrell Martin, Jordan Hunter up front. You've got Sean Bruce in the backcourt, Dejan Vasiljevic, Angus Glover, these types of guys. What are your feelings on the group that you've got so far?
Yeah, I can't wait to get down there and get to work with them. I think we got a good young core of some talented young players that should hopefully be able to grow together over the next year or two. And Jordy and DJ and obviously Jarrell coming back is exciting. Zave, I was thrilled, you know, watching film on him. What a, you know, versatile player that you can make use of in so many different ways as he blocks a shot right here. But no, it's right on cue. It's just, it's an exciting young group, I think. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun this year.
Traditionally, once the NBA season is done, of course, Summer League, which was missed last year, but traditionally a lot of the NBL clubs and a lot of owners and CEOs and coaches end up getting over to Vegas for Summer League. That's somewhat complicated this year with quarantine laws and all the rest of it in Australia. What are your plans once the NBA finals finish? Are you staying in the States? Are you going to go to Vegas and do some scouting considering you're already there, or are you coming to Sydney?
My hope is to get over to Sydney as quick as I can once our Bucks season finishes up and get to work with those guys, you know, get on the floor. I think that's really important to me, and we'll be able to scout, you know, remotely in Summer League and those type of things. But, you know, a lot of it depends on visa and all sorts of other things. So I'm focused on right now trying to find some players and trying to get some wins here in the finals, and everything else is a little secondary at the moment.
And Chase, what about the Harbour City? You looking forward to coming down and living in Australia and getting used to life in Sydney?
Yeah, everybody tells me Sydney's not too bad. I got a whole performance team here with the Bucks that is from Australia, and they keep talking it up, telling me, you know, Bondi or Coogee or wherever I should live. And I'm excited to get down there and experience it all. It's going to be a blast.
Chase, we appreciate you jumping on the line, having a quick chat to us in such a busy time, as Liam touched on. I'd like to wish you from the whole of Australia the success in the NBA Finals with the Bucks, but I can't actually say that because Liam Santamaria is a lifelong Phoenix Suns fan. So from everyone but Liam, good luck in the NBA Finals with your Milwaukee Bucks as you chase their championship ring. And Liam,
No, well said. I'm going to stay out of this bit here.
I'd seen the Suns gear on the free agency bits the last few days. I must have missed out on my PSG jumper. Hopefully coming in the mail sometime.
Hey, we will when you get here, JD Sports will hook you up with some gear when you're not in the Sydney Kings gear. Deal.
Sounds good, mate.
Appreciate it. Chase Buford, the new head coach of the Sydney Kings. And what a such a busy time. Yeah. Like you mentioned it there, we got a situation where you're so heavily involved in the Milwaukee Bucks as they try to take that championship in the NBA. But he is ready to go. He sounds like him, Bogues, Pongrass, the entire crew at the Kings are working overtime in a different situation than what a lot of the NBL clubs are right now with so many people based in Australia. I'll ask you, Liam, first, from this Kings outfit, what do you want to see? Martin, Cook's already there. We know they've got the young core. What do you want to see from the crew?
Well, they've got a couple of key pieces to bring in, don't they? You look at their contracted players there. As I said, Bruce, Glover, you got Dejan Vasiljevic. You also got Bawali Bales as well in the backcourt. He's doing really good things for the Emus right now. And then you've got some good names in the frontcourt. Cooks, Hunter, Jarrell Martin, Tom Vodanovic. So, place for two more imports. I'm suspecting that's going to be at the one and on the wing. That would make sense looking at what they've got so far. And Corey hit the nail on the head. His ability with his contacts, with his time in the league, to bring in some high-profile guys in those spots is going to be massive for that club.
I'm excited to see what Sydney's going to do next season because you just said with what you just mentioned. We have to remember this is a hotbed for talent. This league is on fire. a lot of times the viewers and us being in this bubble, we don't really realize the respect that this league now has. So many people know, I don't have to go to Europe anymore. This proven time after time over the last 4 or 5 years that you can come here, do work, and get to the NBA. So you better believe his phone will be ringing off the hook. His phone will be ringing off the hook. And Bogut's.
And Pongress.
And Bogut's. And Pongress.
All NBA guys who spend time in the system.
Yo, listen, man. They're going to come correct.
Mm-hmm. It's exciting.
It is.
It's exciting for the league. It's exciting, of course, for Sydney Kings fans. And as we look forward to it as well, he's obviously itching to get here. I thought there might be a situation where he stays in the States because Vegas is a little different with the Summer League traditional years where there'd be NBL people left, right and centre. And no one knows more about that junket than you, Liam Santa Maria. But he's ready to get over here.
For sure. You know, I flagged a name a couple of days ago that I wouldn't mind seeing in that Kings lineup. Scotty Hobson. You know they're going to be looking for a wing, a guy who can get buckets. Look, I don't know anything. I'm just talking about what I would like to see. There's going to be some teams that play some calls to him for sure, and that could be fun.
Hashtag NBL Overtime to get involved. Let's talk about the Jack Jumpers because we've got the number one ticket holder right here. Are you moving to Tassie or not?
No,
you're
going to
be the man, you man from the mainland. Okay, cool. All right. Anyway, he's the number one ticket holder. And they've been making some moves. We've been talking a lot about the Jack Jumpers for obvious reasons. McVay down there, McDaniel down there, Steindl down there. There's a fair bit of talk that Will Magnay will be down there as well. I'll go to you first. Corey, what do you make of what they've officially and unofficially, at least, rumoured to be happening over the next couple of days for Tasmania?
I'm glad with the signings that we have. I'm glad that it started.
We have.
We.
Okay.
I'm down with him. I'm pushing.
This.
I'm behind the scenes trying to make plays happen.
Good.
Look.
Well, hang on.
Believe me, I am behind the scenes trying to make plays happen for my guy, Scott Rolfe. I want him to come off, start off well. We want this team to be strong, and you're not just going to go down there and just get an easy win, right? So, first of all, who's on the screen right
Jack
now?
Jack McVay.
Jack McVay, the energy guy. Needed a new place. He stepped up so much last season. It was just unfortunate. It was inconsistent, and not because of him. It was because of his opportunity to be on the court. And he needs a new place. I think he'll be ready to take the next step. Mm. And this is a great place to start, somewhere brand new. So fresh, clean slate, and good on him. He can shoot the three. He can get to the basket. You know, in the paint, you know, he has his ability to hit those short, mid-range shots, those turnaround, he could hit those. And he showed enough promise for me to believe in him that if you give him consistent minutes, he will be able to produce. So that's a great signing for me.
Well, Magnay as well. I mean, that's the report. Nothing official from the team thus far, but that's a big get. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what he's going to be able to produce as in a role that's kind of really, you know, looking for him to come up big. He was underwhelming for the Wildcats coming back from the States this year, but a big opportunity down there in Tassie if they make that official. And then, yeah, I like a couple of those other pieces. Sam McDaniel's a good pickup. He's shown that he can produce in big moments, in the playoffs and the like, and be a defensive stopper. Clint Steindl, for sure. You can still run him off plenty of picks and make him a focus. I'm a little concerned about the length of some of these contracts. I've spoken about Sam McDaniel 2+1. That's a big deal. I'm hearing some long-term deals for some guys that are some reserves that are unannounced to this point. And I'm like, you know, like you come in new, sometimes it's helpful to have some flexibility after year one, you know, like Ben Madgen, for instance, the Phoenix 1+1 club option. You know what? 1 year was good. We're going to move in a different direction. So I'm going to wait and see what some of these other contracts look like.
Just on that, though.
It's interesting, though, because if you have no leverage as the Jack Jumpers, you have no leverage. So if the name of the game and whatever you do, you ain't got no leverage. You got nothing. Mm. That's in life.
And
so at this point, Jack Jumpers, well, if you want me, this is what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And man, we done lost 5, 6, 7 players already. Well, you ain't got the leverage, baby.
True.
Let's lock me up.
It's true.
So that's why them deals may be way longer than one would think if it was another situation. Yeah.
And on that, when you talk about getting guys out of clubs, traditionally finances speak and you overpay. Well, they have just done it in a different theory where they've over-lengthed.
Mm.
If that's, so rather than saying, oh, here, we've got to give you 10, 20% more to get you out of your club, we're giving you a little more security every year or two. But I understand. Just on Magne, he doesn't have the CV that Ryan Brockhoff has. I'm not suggesting that. What I am suggesting is that we cut Ryan Brockhoff a lot of slack as well. We should have, not playing for a long period of time, coming in middle of the year, couple of injuries. And we're saying, hey, you know what? This is great by the Phoenix to go, keep him 2 years. We expect him to be a lot better. Same with Magne. I expect that his age, he had that ankle issue as well. He hadn't played a great deal, went and played some G League stuff. I expect Magne to see a much different Magne with the Jack Jumpers than we did see with Perth, where you're right, such a tough situation to come in late.
You know what? I'm going to tell you.
Tell me.
About life and sport. Mm-hmm. At some point, you will not be at your best. And you get exposed, and you look bad. That's what Will Magne did, for whatever reason. I don't care if you part injured, whatever. You on the court, fair game. What this is going to do for him is not only piss him off because he didn't perform, what you think he's going to do next season? He's going to rest up. He's going to make sure his ankle's right. He's going to come back fully focused and get right back to business. We're going to see the Brisbane Bullets, Will Magne, next season with my team.
Magne out, Steindl out.
If he signs, Clint Steindl, I want to see Townsville Crocodiles Clint Steindl.
Are you behind the scenes? Is Magne signing?
Listen, I don't know nothing about nothing at the moment.
Oh, you know nothing about nothing, but you, okay. Steindl, Magne, Bairstow. Couple of these guys who left Perth. I'm not even concerned about Perth. We'll have a look at the roster to see what it currently looks like as we head into free agency NBL 22. Blanchfield, great year. Cotton, well, he's a freak. Norton. I did like Scotty Ross' comments yesterday that he got Norton a bit more cash. Travers, there you go. Wagstaff re-signs yesterday as well. That's a nice nucleus to kickstart the Wildcats.
Well, throw Majuk in there as well as a guy that's re-signed. And they also announced today Wani Swakalabulluk is moving on. They didn't want to pick up that club option on the last year of his deal. I'm not worried about the Wildcats. That's a really good core. What a core. Norton at the one, Cotton at the two, Blanchfield at the three.
You got Travers at the four.
Travers ready to explode. Now, if you can bring back John Mooney, you've got, right now you've got one other import spot to use. Soon you might have two if that can get done with Bryce Cotton. And they're going to grab another couple of reserves and they're going to be right back in the thick of things.
Mooney working out with Utah, I believe. There was a report a couple of days ago. Hashtag NBL overtime to get involved. You would think, and the wins from the West in the last couple of weeks, probably in fact more than that, is that he's really keen to come back. There'll be an NBA out. Obviously, the only guy in the league this year to average a double-double. We called him Mr. Double-Double, and fair enough too. But these type of reports are of no surprise.
Let me explain something to you, man.
Again, please.
After having a good season, a great season, why would you not say you're keen to come back? Man is going to the NBA, yo. Great work, Mooney. Take care.
You're going to call him Mooney or Moondog?
Moondog.
I don't know that's guaranteed.
Come on, Liam.
I mean, I'm cheering for him. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, I'm just going to keep it 100 on this desk.
Okay.
I don't know that it's guaranteed. You know, like sometimes we say that, we think that. We certainly said that about Bryce Cotton after he put 45 on the board in a grand final series. And it just didn't quite work out. And sometimes guys that are, in fact, a lot of times, guys that are NBA quality aren't in the league for whatever reason.
Their
workouts were just with the wrong team in terms of a fit. Their summer league situation didn't quite pan out as they wanted. And so we wait to see. We cheer for him as he goes through and tries to make that happen. And if not, come back and tear up the NBL.
All right, the Boomers. It's been such a weird off-season. We've got a camp happening in Los Angeles. There's still an NBL Grand Final series that was happening at the same time. But tell you what, wasn't Twitter a buzz on Friday night? Everyone knew who was in the team, but no one was willing to say who they were angry about not making it in the end. There is the team that'll head to Tokyo via Las Vegas to try and win the Boomers' first ever medal. We're going to talk about Nathan Sobey in a split second, but Homicides, look at this team. This is a team that can compete at the highest level, no doubt.
Of course, and I say time and time again, I truly hope, you know, they get over there and medal, man. It'll do the world good. It'll do Australia good on every level. I believe they medal, they will, they meaning Australia, the Boomers, and Australia will become an international powerhouse officially. That's the only thing missing with basketball in this country. We're so far away, people tend to not want to talk about the country as far as basketball is concerned. Well, you're going to have to make them talk about it, which is, and the only way that's going to happen is once they medal. Changes the whole conversation. So much resources internationally will begin being poured into this country once they medal. Good luck to you.
For real. I'm so excited about this campaign. You know, we've been looking forward to this, and you get to a point where you can move on from the disappointment of the last one. We've gotten used to doing that. And then, as you say, that is a squad that can get some work done. Huge congratulations to Nathan Sobey.
Man.
To be out of the squad of 25 and just, to, I mean, I tweeted during the week, it's just an unbelievably beautiful example of hard work, resilience, handling adversity the right way, putting blinkers on and just staying focused on getting better, being the best you can possibly be, and then forcing the hand of people who make those kinds of decisions. And that is exactly what he did. He didn't cry, he didn't whine, he didn't sulk. He just got back to hard work and getting the job done. And then he gets all the way to the roster of 12. What an unbelievable accomplishment that is from him. Now, what role is he going to play on that team? I'm not sure. Is he a backup ball handler? Is he a greyhound on the wing? It's going to be interesting to see how Brian Goodgen chooses to use him. But in the meantime, a huge congratulations to him. So excited about all the moving pieces on that roster. How he's going to use Matisse Thybulle and Green and then the shooting on the wing with a guy like Chris Golding. I'm told Dante Exum really excelled in that camp. And there's a real high level of excitement about what he might be able to do in this tournament. Now, I will say, leading into this year, this Olympics, maybe a couple of years ago after Rio, in my eyes, that Andrew Bogut and Ben Simmons were both going to be on this team. Mm-hmm. Now, they're not there. That makes things different, but it's a squad that can still do a lot of damage. The group has worked out not too badly. Let's go for gold.
You mentioned Bogut and Simmons, both of which, again, I'm in your camp as well. And in all sports, with what happened in 2020, back into 2021, there will be athletes who are disadvantaged by it, who were in peak form 12 months ago in all sports and vice versa. Josh Green's a guy for me who 12 months ago wouldn't have been Olympian. Mm. He just wouldn't have been. Coming out of college, hadn't gotten exposed to the NBA yet, hadn't got that extra 12 months under his belt, both on and off the court, goes 12 months on. We kind of spoke about it a couple of years ago on NBL Overtime, and we thought he might be just a little short of where he needed to be to make the Boomers come Olympic Games. But he is the perfect example of that. And I'm really excited for this because if you think about back to 2012 and Matthew Dellavedova, who was still in college at the time, got an opportunity and he took that next step in both, again, on and off the court in the eyes of so many to where he is today. And I can see a similar thing with Josh Green to be like, all right, here I am. I'm in Tokyo. I'm in the best 12 players for Australia right now. Let's go and get it. And I can't wait. I love the Olympics as a whole, and good luck to the Boomers and the Opals. And where it sits, we'll find out in the next couple of weeks.
For sure. And there's some guys in that team that are going to have blow-up campaigns, like Nick Kay had in
World Cup.
The World Cup. There's going to be some guys that, you know, might be Dante, might be Josh Green, excited for what they can do.
We speak about it. A lot of the idea around Ben Simmons, it'd be great to get him into the Boomers camp. It'll help you. Okay. This is the best thing for Dante Exum's career. If he gets to Tokyo, in with this team, we know, and his career is stalled because of injuries. Mm. No other reason outside of that. He gets there, gets confidence in his game, in his body, and I think he'll be seen in a different light by so many people who realise that this kid can actually go, and he's not very old. It feels like he's been around for a long time. He gets the Olympics, does his thing. Next thing you know, it's a much different feeling around Dante.
And that's a guy who has wanted to play for the Boomers every single time. Mm-hmm. I go back to the 2014 World Cup, got selected on that team, did his knee in advance of that tournament, and since then just hasn't been able to make it work. 16 in Rio, 19 the World Cup. Here he is, ready to go, ready to blow up.
We also got to mention, we've got Olympian on the desk too, man. You'll leave in the next couple of weeks. It's such an exciting thing. I know we've touched on it before, but you must be getting more and more pumped about this opportunity, of which you have earned as you head there, just like any player and every athlete does.
Thank you. I'm getting my tattoo when I come back from Tokyo.
The Wildcats one. You don't need to get that, man.
Getting an Olympic tattoo. The rings, I'm gonna put on the headphones on one ring.
I like
and
it.
And the microphone on the other.
I love that idea.
I was there, baby. Yeah. You ain't taking that away from me, not you, but not too many get a chance to get to the Olympics, so extremely grateful for this opportunity.
For sure.
All right, talking about grateful. JD Sports time. Now, this could take some time, but let's start as we traditionally do each and every week, the JD Sports Sneaker of the Week. Have a look at this.
Yeah!
Homicide, talk us through your footwear.
What if
first
we got
of all,
there?
These is the Yeezy 450s, right? Yep. These are like, I call them swamp creatures. It look like there's an octopus over the sneaker. This might be the best sneaker. Look, I got the Jordan Dior's, right? That sneaker of the year. But this right here, unbelievable, man. That looked like a futuristic car, but it's just on your feet. Had to post it.
Have you worn them?
I wore them once.
Where do you wear those?
I wore them to a cool event. Like, just don't step on my feet. You can look at them, but just don't step on my feet.
You know where he wears them, Liam? To events that you and I are not and never will be invited to.
No, I feel you. The event requires an octopus to be wrapping itself around the shoe.
Man.
Corey needs to represent.
That sneaker is, listen, good luck getting those. Man, need to go get another pair. If that's the case, we got...
That is our JD Sneaker of the Week. All thanks to Homicide and JD Sports, the undisputed king of trainers. All thanks to JD Sports.
I just be feeling sad. Whenever they show the fire sneakers, I just look at Liam now. Like,
nah, I'm happy for everyone who can get their hands on those bad boys.
Well, you know what? Beautiful. That'll be me, because I already made a phone call. All right, now, JD Sports, we are, funnily enough, dressed very similar today. Okay, so last week, JD Sports, who've been a great supporter of the show and continue to do so as we head into NBL 22, gave us the call and said, hey, guys, come in, deck yourselves out. So, man, have you taken that off yet? No. I wouldn't be taking it off. You look great.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I had to go through and, you know, cop the PSG.
You look great.
Uh-oh, now, what's going on here?
No, well, I've never had an opportunity to do such a thing, right?
Do what?
What you about to do?
So,
you
as
on
you
on
know,
big board.
I do essentially... dress fairly casually on the show.
Yes. Yeah, cardigans and the like.
But wearing tracksuit pants isn't new for me. So what I thought I would do, all thanks to JD Sports.
Oh, model? Runway?
Never done it before.
Oh, no.
So I just thought I'd try.
Oh, okay.
There's a reason.
Of course, there's the PSG T-shirt. We've got the Jordan Jumpman hoodie, man. That is sweet.
I'm coming with you, Cam.
Come out here, man. Come out here.
You're doing it.
Air Max. I've got the Air Max on as well.
Like, very good.
I tell you what, if it ain't the Jordans, it's the Air Max. So there you go. That's the only way to go. And to Ben and all the crew, Mercedes, everyone at JD Sports who have looked after us all year, thank you. Make sure jd-sports.com.au or get the JD Australia.
Hold on, you're blocking my man.
No, well, he's in
come
next.
Through.
And have you ever been to
a... PSG head to toe, 96 Air Maxes, all white. Vanilla whites, you know the vibes.
That you look sensational.
Mate.
You really do.
You know what the thing is here?
Thanks,
he's done this before.
He knows exactly where the camera is.
but
they were great.
Yeah. Hey, what do you got?
I've got the Nike and the PSG and I got the tracks. I got my Jordan 4s.
Yeah. Oh, man, you can't beat. But, the Jordan 3s this week. But thank you to Ben, Mercedes and all the crew at JD Sports. We truly appreciate all the support you give us and you deck us out. And there's no better way to look and feel good, be it on the show or in the NBL stands or just getting a couple of shots up like I did the other day. All right, before we get out of here, any last words basketball-wise? Anything?
Talk to me.
Good. All right. Because it has been a huge... It has been a remarkable year and one that hopefully we never see the likes of again when it comes to the pandemic and how the NBL has been. But I firstly want to thank everyone here at the SEN TV studios. Big shout-out to everyone behind the scenes, Kane, Darcy, and everyone you look after us. To Guy Neville, who relocated to Sydney but looked after us remotely and from afar. And to Luke Sicari, who tore it apart face-to-face each and every Tuesday when we were able to come together. So thank you to Luke. Thank you to Guy. Thank you to everyone in the NBL. Thank you to everybody. Thank you to LD Mobile. It's been a huge part of the show as well. And thank you to you, boys, because you make this show so incredibly fun and look forward to hopefully doing it again in NBL 22 again.
Teamwork make the dream work. Mm-hmm. Thank you all for joining us, watching us all the time. And stay tuned for NBL 22.
There you go. Hashtag NBL Overtime. Don't forget, free agency is still in full swing. From everyone here at NBL Overtime, thank you.